This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Somewhere out there from Wellington, we should have Rob. Are you there?
I am indeed here.
London's just holding up somewhere. Yes.
By the way, g'day. It's lovely to be here.
I've just turned your mic up, mate. Right, Rob, that was another terrific song, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, lovely.
That was actually, that's a little bit like getting in touch with my dark and hurt feelings.
Oh, right.
Don't wear them live, and now I don't care. I can wear a headband with them. And I figured maybe, just maybe, after 10 years, I'd see someone else wearing them and go, I did my little bit to make this cool again. But I can report back that, along with whistling, I've made zero headway.
For future reference, don't ever get them in the studio at the same time, because there's not enough time in the day, because they have so many great stories to tell, don't they?
Expanding Horizons.
All right, good afternoon and welcome to Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9. My name's Stu and I'm really excited that you can join us today, and I'm excited to be back, Colin.
How are you going, Stu?
I'm good.
Yeah.
It's a lovely day.
You know what? Last week there was just me.
Yep.
And now there's like half a Christchurch in here. It's just jam-packed with people in here today.
It's hot and sweaty in the studio.
It certainly is. It is hot. And you were busy last week, weren't you?
I was busy.
Doing other things for other people.
Out filming a wedding, of all things.
Oh, Stu. Which you're such a man of all talents, aren't
you? Yeah, it's quite a stressful time, but that's all right. But you were in here and you were playing the best of the Indigo Girls.
Well, I chose one track of each of those studio albums, excluding the Rarities and Christmas album, because I'm not having a bar at that.
And Romeo and Juliet.
So I didn't play Romeo and Juliet, no.
Now, if you missed that show, then plainsfm.org.nz, look for Expanding Horizons. You can find all of our shows there, all near 200 shows we've got there coming up over the Christmas break. We'll hit 200, Cole.
We will.
Yep.
We'll smash it.
We'll smash it out.
Smash it out.
So, yeah, check us out there. You can also go to facebook.com, look for Expanding Horizons. If you go to the left on our Facebook page, you'll see links to Mixcloud, and all of our shows are there as well. I've actually uploaded them all.
Whoa, you've been busy, haven't you?
Apart from last week's one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, that's all right, because that was just me.
It was, but I'm up to date. We're up to date.
Good job, Stu. That's good. Hey, that was last week. This week, we're busy, because there's lots of people in here, because we have live band in the studio.
Yep, we sure do. So Radius Kink are here.
Radius Kink, and Dawn, if you just want to, like, right beside your head there, you can sit there smiling if you want to say hello.
She's just sitting back, though.
Move that microphone across.
All right.
So how you going?
Good.
And this is Dawn, who does the vocals.
I do.
And we're going to wave out to everyone else who's out there on all the other instruments. I've written it all down. We've got Jack on drums, got Neville on bass. Good, putting your arm in front of my notes then. Gordon on guitar, Gary on guitar.
It's just that you're yelling into the microphone.
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited, Stu. So excited. It's very good.
I mean, it could be my ears, but...
No. It's me shouting. So, because I'm on my own last week, now I'm excited because there's lots of people. And we're going to be hearing from Radius Kinks. They got song after song after song, story after story.
Sure have. We have heard a couple of them off here.
And they sound fantastic. Yeah, so people should settle back with a cup of tea and get ready. But first of all, I'm going to play a track, right? Because in the week, rock and roll lost one of its great drummers, right?
Right.
The boy from Lewisham, Ginger Baker.
Ginger Baker.
It wasn't his real name, just had ginger hair. And he played in, Blind Faith, Cream, and in a litany of other bands.
Right.
So you've got one of the Cream tracks, don't you?
Yeah, we're going to play Spoonful.
Spoonful.
So not necessarily the obvious.
No, that's right. People were sitting around thinking, I know what they're going to play, but you don't.
So we'll give it a bit of Spoonful, and you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
Precious love, satisfy my soul. Many lies about it, some of them cries about it.
dies about it. Everything's a fighting about the school. That's school, that's school, that's 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 school. Just a little spoon of your precious love, sad enough for me. Midnight's about it. Some of them cries about it. Some of them dies about it. Everything's a fight about the spoon.
And you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9, and that was Spoonful from Cream. Our little tribute to Ginger Baker.
Yeah, that's right. And now, Stu, let's get on the platform.
All right, let's do that.
Hey, yay, hey, yay, friends and Romans, countrymen. Hey, yay, hey, yay, punks and skins and journeymen. Hey, yay, hey, yay, my sisters and my brethren, the time is coming near.
You know, nearly 200 shows, Cole, and I still move my microphone while it's on.
You do. I thought that was me banging it with my cap, so I've taken my cap off. So I have a cold head now.
Some of us never learn.
You never learn, Stu. All right. So we're in the studio today with Radius Kink, who've come in and did their half an hour setup because, man, you've got an armoury of gear in here today. There's a whole room of people.
It's not quite Ego Valve level, though, is it?
They had a wall of sound, those boys did, didn't they? So Dawn's the one who's closest to the mic, so I guess, Dawn, you're the vocalist, so yeah, don't sit back like, hey, I'm not going to do you doing anything. So what's the story behind Radius Kink? Firstly, I want to know where the name came from.
The name came from a guy called Jason, and we were playing in a covers band together, and I was their drummer. And we were playing, we went through all sorts of different crazy names, and he came up with Radius Kink.
Yeah.
And it stuck.
It's just stuck.
Yeah.
It sort of, we didn't decide on the night. He suggested it. And so, yeah. And then it sort of just stayed in our brains, we've done it. That was 10 years ago.
And Dad kept the name.
Right.
He kept the name. So if he does any solo stuff, it's Radius Kink, and duo stuff, it's Radius Kink, and he works with a guy over in England, and it's Radius Kink, and yeah.
Right.
Yeah, if he's in anything, it's Radius Kink.
Well, I don't think there's anyone else with a similar name, right? So you're all good for that. So that, 10 years ago, right?
Easy. I was just going to say, it stops things being confusing as well, right?
Yeah.
You're just using it for everything?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's no confusion there.
Except for the people who are turning up thinking, I'm going to see a full band. Oh, there's only one person.
Yeah. And not like Rob from Sign of the Firebird with all his other
outfits,
right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
When they buy CDs. They don't know what they're buying.
Well, yeah, that's not what we heard at the live gig.
What was that? What was that?
Well, when they buy CDs, like I have basically a duo CD with another guy, and it's got Radius Kink, and they come and see Dawn singing, and they buy the CD.
Ah, right. That's a CD that you've actually brought out, and not one that you have kept in the.
Another CD. Yeah,
in your pocket for 10 years.
The original Radius Kink CD that was recorded 10 years ago, or next year, it'll be 10 years ago, that we recorded, and we had a great time doing it, and then we just managed to have one little party about it, and broke up the next day.
Of course, you did. How rock and roll's that? That's the greatest rock and roll story going, isn't it?
And so we're going to release it next year on its 10th anniversary.
Yep.
And we're just finishing off the mix now.
Right, and you know what's amazing? That it can withstand 10 years, right? Because music changes so much in 10 years, right? And the people, you know, if you listen to a band that's had like a career over that time, the stuff at the start and the stuff at the finish, 10 years is a long time, right? So it must be amazing stuff, right? That
you've heard a couple?
I have, that's right.
Yeah, that's quite different. So that one that Dad gave you before is quite different to how it sounds, how we do it now with this particular band.
Yeah, right, because you've got a different lineup of people.
Yeah, drummer was
Who is this
different.
Lineup, Dawn, that you keep thumbing around at?
I know.
So people in the outside world know.
No one can see me. That's Jack, our drummer.
Hi there.
Yep.
And I'm always telling Jack to keep it down. And that's Neville.
Right, Neville.
Neville, the bass player.
Right.
Gordon Hi. Goodenson is our next door neighbour.
Right.
And we came across Gordon because he was playing in his garage.
Yeah, right.
Playing some Dire Straits or something, I think it was. And
we were playing upstairs.
All like, oh, wow, listen to that.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Need that guy.
Yeah.
Because I can't play.
And that's the actual truth. And Dad plays rhythm
guitar. Just don't hold back, right? Don't hold back on any...
That was 10 years ago, though.
Oh, yeah. All right, okay. So that's how half of you came together.
Yep.
That's a third... Well, you know, three of the five. Yeah. How did the other two? How did Jack and Neville? How did you guys get into the band? We just walking along the street carrying an instrument, and then
I was just a fill-in bass player for one of the gigs, and I just stuck.
No, really?
I'm still here.
So you were playing with someone else at the time?
No, not really. I was just sitting on the couch and not doing much.
Oh, okay.
That's the actual truth. Yeah.
But Gordon will tell the story.
Yeah.
When I came back to join Radius Kink, I just brought a couple of my mates' songs. I did bring Neville from my previous band, Cry Baby Joe, which was a rockabilly band, and Jack from another band of mine, The Lucky Loss. So we just kind of, I thought, get all my mates together. Because
right.
We needed a rhythm section.
Yeah. Our old rhythm section was a bit over it.
Oh, was it? It was worn out.
Yeah.
All right.
He wasn't really
into
it.
Well, the bass player was a shift to Australia. That's why we replaced him with... Yeah.
That makes
the drummer might have been over it.
Yeah, okay. cool. No, that's good. That's all right. And so, how long has this current, grouping been together?
6 months.
6 months. Yep. Yeah, and you've been months. Gigging a lot.
Have not a lot.
Right.
Maybe three. There's not a big original live music scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you do, and you put all the effort into it, and five people come, it can be very disheartening.
And then one of them will be going, can you just play Wagon Wheel? Because that's a word on the street. That's what
But we don't know how to.
Yeah, good.
Well, what happens is when Mum goes away, Dad organises a big party.
Right.
And because she doesn't like all
How old is he? Like 15 or what?
I know. But she doesn't like big parties in the house when she's at home. So when she goes away, Dad organises a big party with his friends. And it's a big music party.
Yeah.
And so that's sort of how we, that's where we did our first gig, wasn't it?
And we do a sort of like a showcase at it.
Right.
Yeah.
And get a few other bands to do it as well.
Yeah, okay. Hey, so we've been talking about this in this music, so let us hear some of it.
All right,
hey?
let's do it.
Less of us chatting and more of you playing.
Okay.
And so what have you got up first? What's your kind of first one that's going to...
This song's called Keep In Touch.
Keep In Touch. So this is the one, this is the...
This is the one that won't sound anything like
what we've got there. We'll play at some other point.
Yeah. And Gordon wrote this song. Did you write it too?
I wrote some of it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But mostly Gordon.
Yeah, post-earthquake kind of a song.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, let's have it. You're right. Yep, whichever one suits you.
Oh, that will suit me because I can sit down.
Oh my gosh.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
You go.
There we go.
She's not well.
All right.
When you're ready, let's do it.
Stay just where I am, but I want to keep in touch with you. Don't go away. I want to keep in touch with you. Don't go away. We've got a good thing in this place. It's got everything we need. Well, some of the bricks are falling down, but they can't be replaced. I wanna keep in touch with you. Don't go away. Don't go away. Don't go away. I wanna keep in touch with you. Don't go away. Anything, but I need you by my side. I wanna keep in touch with you. Don't go away. Don't go away. Don't go away. I wanna keep in touch with you. Don't go away.
A big sigh, wasn't it?
It was a big sigh. And you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9, and that's Radius Kink with Keep In Touch.
That's great, wasn't it? Oh, thanks. Yeah, yeah. I liked it a lot.
Now, it's probably about time, Cole, that we talked about influences.
Oh, yeah, sure. So, what's your influences, folks? Lay them on us. Now, you've already mentioned Gary, Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
That was in there somewhere, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that comes in for sure. Just can't escape it. Oh, just can't escape it. Just grew up on it.
Yeah, it was around when you were of the age.
I still remember playing Dark Side on the Moon when I was like a young teenager for the first time on a little mono record player.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know, just scratching away there and still think it was the most marvellous thing I'd ever heard. It's great.
Right. Yeah. Okay. What have we got, Gordon? What's kind of attracted you? So you're talking about playing in a rockabilly band before, so are you a Gene Vincent fan and that kind of stuff, or?
I guess I kind of meld myself to what am I asked to do at the time. I like rockabilly, but I wouldn't say this is my favourite music.
Oh, okay.
I really enjoyed playing. It's fun music, gets people up dancing, and
yep.
It's just classic.
So what were you listening to?
Music.
What were you listening to when you were kind of being influenced when you were younger?
Same before we went on there. I'd actually still listen to Cream a lot. Fancy
right.
myself as an Eric Clapton, but not quite got there though. Yeah, but I just changed with the times. It's into punk and new wave.
Right.
And
okay,
it's everything now, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. There's a big mix. And Neville, what do we have for you?
Well, I just do what I'm told to do, really.
As every bass player should, is that right?
I'm from a real hard, heavy sort of background, Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin stuff, but I love Pink Floyd and love everything, and rockabilly was a whole new ball game. I had to learn how to play double bass. And
did you play like a stand-up?
Stand-up double
bass. Yeah, right. How did that go for you?
Oh, real hard learning, double slap, then triple slap, and all the slappy slap slaps.
It's a bit of a weapon, though, isn't it?
It is. It's really, really good. You just got to give it heaps. So.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Wow. And how is it for tuning? Always look like.
Yeah, it never goes really out of tune that much. Really.
Oh, really?
It's pretty good. Yeah.
It's pretty expensive, like instrument as well, isn't it?
Oh, I pick a $900 one up. I've got a couple of those.
Yeah, right.
I've got about. 11 basses at home to choose from.
Really? Of course you do.
Pretty cool.
Of course you do.
It's not an obsession, but it's. yeah.
But it's bordering on it.
I keep on slipping them in through the front door. And yeah.
All right. We got Jack over there in the corner. You'll have to give it a bit of vocal, Jack.
All right. Yeah. I suppose my biggest influence would be Paul Simon.
His solo stuff, or
Probably in his Graceland album, I suppose.
Yep.
I suppose what intrigued me was he was quite a technical musician, probably, you know, for what I can understand of music anyway. And he'd probably be a big influence, I suppose. Even a bit of the Stones, Eagles, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
So the Paul Simon stuff and that, Grayson, there must have been some interesting rhythms, you know, with these African rhythms as well. Just as a drummer, I'm thinking, you know, for you.
Yeah, I think that was about the first time there was sort of more like a fusion of music, you know, and I think how it was produced was, you know, quite amazing, actually.
Yeah, right.
Mm.
Okay. And Dawn, you're the one who... Yeah. What about you? As vocalists or... Now, you said you were a drummer before.
So, yes, so. I started this as a drummer.
Right.
Dad brought me a crappy Ashton kit.
I did.
From CJ's.
Yeah, right.
For like $600.
The cymbals used to pop inside out when you played them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the hi-hats used to pop. and that's how I started. Because they were just, him and a friend of his were playing music and they needed a drummer and I could just tap a reasonable 4/4 beat for them.
Yep.
And that's how it started.
So any drumming influences or vocal influences or people that you just listened to that you really liked?
I think I have a vocal influence at the moment. So currently I listen to a lot of Holly Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Not so much because I love her music, but I love her delivery.
Right, yeah.
So that's really important, I think, when you're doing, especially original music, to deliver a feeling or to deliver the intent or at least to make up an intent and deliver it really well. Gordon and I write quite well together. I'd just write the words and then Gordon would come back with a song.
Yeah.
So that's how the Orange Room came about for the most part. And Dad wrote a couple of songs on that too, but not very many.
Yeah. She's sticking it to you there, mate.
I can't play guitar.
It's basically the Orange Room. It's Gordon music. And me. Yeah. Or me and Gordon.
I don't know. Personally, I don't even know why you're here. You must have just driven the car or something today. So.
He brought his grandson, so...
Oh, well, yeah, there you go.
But, yeah, so that's sort of my influences. I don't really have any musical influence, but I grew up listening to Janet Jackson. I grew up listening to Dad's music, Bob Dylan, David Bowie, that sort of stuff. Yeah.
It's interesting you're saying about Holly Smith, because a couple of years ago I saw her at Blue Smoke, and she just kind of seemed effortless, right? She just opened her mouth, and the whole room filled. And it was like, I couldn't even believe. She didn't seem to be even straining.
Yeah, she's quite incredible. And we went to see her at Littleton when she was doing some of her new stuff. And
recently.
Yes.
She's been on tour recently, hasn't she?
Yes, yes. So currently that's my influence.
Right.
Hmm.
Okay.
But I just try to sing well and sing in tune, you know.
Yeah,
myself on stage.
Oh, she's being so, you know, like... small about, I just do this. Whereas, Dad, you don't do anything, by the way.
No.
Just in case you thought you did.
I'm George Harrison in the Beatles.
Oh, yes.
Or the pianist in the Rolling Stones. Yeah,
I'm the other guy in Pet Shop Boys.
Or the other guy in Wham.
Yeah, Harris just learned the saxophone, too.
Yeah. A couple of months we've been playing the saxophone.
Hey, look, being a multi-instrumentalist is just over. Compensating for the fact that you do nothing, right? Am I right?
That's right.
Dawn's just nodding away, like, yeah, that's the truth. Yeah. Neville's like leaning on the window, dreaming
of. Come on, are we going to do another song?
He's dreaming of buying another bass. One. That's what he's doing.
What are we going to play, guys?
Yeah, what do you got? Yeah, that Devil in Disguise?
Oh, yeah, let's do that one.
Do that, because that sounded awesome. Yeah, a bit of JJ Cale would be good. All right, so you guys get yourself organised and just give us the thumbs up when you're ready.
Not too slow.
1, 2, 3, 4. From the California shore to the New York City, beat don't ever stop. You can hear it on the radio anywhere you go. It's steady as the rhythm of a clock. Cuts through the noise of the city life. Won't seem to go away. Devil in disguise, telling no lies. Fingers to the working every day. Then there comes a young girl, she don't take a while. She thinks all a dream. She got rock and roll. Wants to know where's the limousine. Get up, honey, let your mama sit down. You're too young anyway. Devil in disguise, pay the price. Then you can carry her away. Devil in disguise, playing all lies, I'm playing in a rock. the skies, saying all lies. I'm playing in a rock and roll band.
Doing it live on Expanding Horizons, Plains FM 96.9.
Yes, we did this show live, and today we've got live music with Radius King.
Oh, how good does it sound?
Yep.
That's fantastic. You did a great job, you guys. Even the ones who don't really play an instrument. Just saying.
I was just miming.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't think that was even a real guitar. I thought to myself, is that a fancy one with no strings?
I don't think it's plugged in, is it?
No, it's not plugged in. You're not a member of the Monkees, by the way, are you? I'm just asking. No, that was a terrific JJ Cale song, right?
That yeah,
was
we like that tune.
Yeah, yeah. So you were saying before we came on air that largely you do your own stuff, but yes. But people had suggested recently that you do a couple of covers.
Yeah, we recently did a competition called Bandemonium that was run by the Rolling Stone,
right?
And we really enjoyed it, and that's why we got this lineup together for, and we put our heart and soul into it, but we didn't win.
Oh, right, okay.
So that was it. I'm not going back there.
But they suggested, Mike and Mark suggested, well, you just chuck a couple of covers in, you know, and it just helps people sort of connect. Because the other bands did covers, so it's pretty hard competition to do. So we put this JJ Cale in, we sung that song Hang On Sloopy.
Oh, yeah.
McCoy's back from the 60s and a couple of other songs, but yeah.
They went down well.
So we're doing about half and half now.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And is that good for bringing in a bigger audience?
I think I don't know what brings an audience in, to be honest. But
no rugby.
The audience enjoy it more.
No rugby on the telly helps. Is that right?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Maybe just a bus picking them up.
Yeah, you're going around to all their houses and playing one track in every one of their front rooms. Because I'm interested in how hard it is to get, your sound out there to get a gig when you're playing kind of your own stuff.
Yeah, we've done our fair share of. You know, not empty room gigs, but, the other band's mother and father and brothers and sisters, and now mother and father and brothers and sisters, they can come.
Yeah, right.
But, hey, we do it because we love it.
Yeah, yeah.
So even if no one came, we'd still do it.
It's just it's a bit of a warm-up, a practice gig then, isn't it? Is that right? A rehearsal?
Festivals, hopefully next year, hopefully two festivals next year.
Yeah. I remember talking to Lisa Crawley one day, and she was telling me, you know, she's done some kind of stuff in hotel lobbies, and she'd just pretty much sit there and just rehearse because there was no one there or no one was listening, you know. So, imagine you're doing your shopping list or whatever while you're up there playing.
I think everything we've done has been good for us.
Yep.
Because things go wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
We get used to that, like you break strings, or like last gig, my whole pedal board didn't work at all, you know. So
there's a story to tell on that, right? Because you've got quite an array down there beneath your feet, haven't you?
Yes, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, about 12 pedals there.
And it doesn't matter how many years you've been playing with it,
it still didn't work.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you do there? Just like look at just.
Yeah. Oh well, I got really stressed.
Oh, did you?
We still did it though. We did the gig.
Yes.
I just managed to pull out one pedal and use one.
Oh, okay.
Just got it going that way, but yeah, we've got it done.
And so, you know, when those kind of gigs, when you're doing that, do you try some new? Hey, let's do a new arrangement, or is it? What I was going to ask you is it quite fluid? You know, someone will lead off and then everyone will follow them because you're all experienced musicians, right? So you don't need to be able to just keep time and.
I think it would happen if we did more live gigs. We went to Europe and did three shows in Holland. As a duo, and a friend of mine played guitar for us and that. So, and each one we did, we got better at it, didn't we?
Yeah.
And more relaxed about it. And then I think you start to mess with it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So once every 6 months, it doesn't happen. Eh?
Yeah. What drew you to Holland?
My family's from Holland.
Right.
And my brother lives there.
Right.
I try to visit.
So did he set the gigs up for you?
No. I actually, 2 years before, we were having a barbecue in a public park. And my brother hired all this band gear, and Dawn and I played for the family.
Right.
And because it was public, people would come and listen. And this guy, Yelp, he was on a bike, and he's biking past, and he biked past again. Then he came and then sat there, and then he said, can I film it? And he filmed it. Then he said, oh, look, I run an organisation for live music in Utrecht, and we'd like you to come and play again.
Right.
Yeah. So we did a little festival, and we did one in a cafe.
Geez, you can't get a gig around the corner from here, so you have to travel to Europe, right?
And people came.
Of course they did.
The room was full. It was full.
Yeah, of course
they
did.
It was a really cool gig, and people are out in the street too.
They're looking at these strange New Zealanders, right? Who's this lot coming all that way? Oh, that's great, though, isn't it? That's
it was great.
Good.
We enjoyed it, eh? We really did.
Loved it.
We were nervous, too.
Yeah.
So,
would you go back? Go back and do it again?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, apart from going on holidays, see family, that kind of thing, you'd go back for that kind of...
Oh, absolutely. We'll probably go again next year if I can.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And play somewhere else while you're over there? Have you got,
like to
options?
A little tour and maybe do some shows in Berlin.
Yeah, right.
I'd like to bring the whole lot over, though. That's what I'd like.
Yeah, all of you, get your passports on. No, you can buy plenty of bases over there. You just... You have to extra luggage on the way home, mate. That's all. So should we play another track?
Yeah, sure.
Let's do another one because we're two in. What's your next one?
Bits and Posts.
Picks and Posts.
Right. Here we go.
This is a song about a guy I used to work with.
Okay. So you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9, and in studio today we have Radius Kink, and they're about to crack out their third track. It's doing a little bit of tuning. Everyone's looking around at each other.
You should have
tuned while you're telling us the Holland story.
Talking too much.
Yeah, that's right.
I can play our sting that we haven't played.
Do that, Stu.
That'll buy about 10 seconds.
That'll buy about 10 seconds.
Live, loud and simply awesome. You're listening to the live music experience on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9.
And while Dad's still tuning, I'm going to check, Dawn, that your throat is okay.
It's not too bad. It's actually really good.
It's holding up well.
Yep,
sounding good.
I can play it again.
Yeah, they'll do another 10 seconds. How slow is he at tuning up or what?
I know.
It's not even a real guitar.
It's not. It's
I wondered why it's got a big winding thing on it.
Tuning's my bit.
Yeah, right. Okay, here we go.
Make her yours. You marry her for money. Go overseas to California, where the weather is sunny. Oh, I see your picture on posters. See your picture on posters. I see your picture on posters. Leave it there. You know it's over before you've even started. Before you go, you take what you need. You leave it dearly departed. You come home, you set yourself up. You're the self-made man. Relationships are there to be used, and you put them in the can. I see your picture on posters. I see your picture on posters. I knew you then, well before you think you had it made. The quality that you have got, it's vanity in space. I saw a poster just last week, showing signs of age. Have you changed or are you still the same? It's difficult to gauge. See your picture on posters. See your picture on posters. Oh, and I see your picture on posters. See your picture on posters. With a smile on your face.
Expanding Horizons, offering an eclectic mix for the discerning listener.
And you're on Expanding Horizons, and that was Radius Kink again.
Again.
Knocking one out.
Yeah, doing a fantastic job there, hey?
Beautiful.
Sounded great.
Yeah.
And while I was listening to that, right, I was thinking, you know, you're telling your tuning up story, that I was listening to on the radio last year, someone interviewed and they were talking about Eric Clapton. The reason he got the name Slow Hand was because he was so slow at stringing his guitar, and people were just like, he's got a slow hand, he couldn't do it quickly. So don't too hard on yourself about your tuning up. If Eric Clapton couldn't do it, doesn't matter if you can do it. Is that right? So way back at the start of the show, you were talking about the 10-year album thing.
Yeah.
Right, so that's coming out next year.
It is. It's going to be... So I'm just finishing off mixing it now and playing it to the band.
Are you mixing? You're mixing it yourself?
Yes. Right. That's why it's taken 10 years.
Oh, okay. It's a long mix.
Well, what happened was we made it, as I said before, and we broke up straight away. And then about 5 years later, I sort of got over that depression of it, and I ordered the stems. That's the tracks from the studio. They sent me the raw
tracks.
Right,
okay.
And then I started mixing it, but I had to learn how to do it.
Yeah, right.
And so...
So you're just doing that at home? On the computer, or did you buy some
I went to jazz school and studied production.
Right, okay.
And I did that. And then I just progressively have got... developed some skills, and I'm getting there.
Okay. Yeah.
And so I think we will be ready to release that album next year, 10 years in the making.
So are you doing, you know, CDs and digitals, or what's your kind of...
I'm thinking about... I'm making a book the size of an old LP.
Yep.
And it's going to be a book of all the photos of the recording. It's going to have photos of the lyrics, the original lyric sheets that we still have of them, and I hope to press some vinyl.
Wow, that'll be good.
And each of those ones will cost a fortune to buy.
Yeah, that's right. No, that's great though, isn't it? And so when you kind of do this, have you got a tour in mind? How are you going to get out there and promote it?
Well,
apart from going to Holland.
There's a music festival in Airlie Beach, and I talked to the promoter for that, and he reckons he can get us in for next year for that.
Right.
That's a big festival.
Overseas, right?
Dave Dobbin was playing there last year.
Is that right, yeah?
Along with Smash Mouth that he was playing.
Oh, really?
He did two songs and he collapsed on the stage and they took him away from
heat. Is that right? He's a big lad, I'm guessing.
He was too high and too drunk, I think.
Oh, right.
And so I want to do that, and I want to do that Winter Moon Festival in Australia as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And no doubt we'll do a local gig five people can come to.
Yeah.
Only five tickets, though.
Yeah, that's right. They'll be like gold.
A donation.
Yeah, that's right. Is there a venue small enough to play in?
Maybe the studio.
Yeah. We're just getting to stand outside, look through the window. Don't knock it yet until it hasn't been done.
That's right.
So apart from like the album and the promotional stuff around that, going forward... What's kind of up your sleeve?
Well, I've got a lot of songs that are already ready to go.
Right.
And I've also got a lot of lyrics that Gordon, and I love to work together with Gordon. Gordon's a great songwriter. And Dawn will have some as well. So we've just probably got too much material, really.
Okay.
For the next, but that's our next project after this, is to get on to the next album.
To pare it down and...
Choose the best tunes.
Yep. Okay.
We can't
seem
to get off the Orange Room, though, can we? We always do these songs.
Yeah, we do.
I think it's because we know them so well.
Okay.
And when things come up, we have a short period of time. Dad travels all the time. He's all over the place. And so we only have sort of a limited amount of time to practice.
Yep.
So we tend to just go to the ones we already know really well.
Right.
Mm.
Okay. But we're going to change that.
Okay. Yeah. And get some other stuff in there. And so... the artwork for your album, all being sorted? Someone doing that? Doing it yourself?
Well, the last one was done by Adam, Gordon's son.
He
did the artwork. So I've no idea what we'll do. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The stage.
We always talk a lot about artwork.
Yeah.
Because, once you get a great album in your hand, it's the artwork that first attracts you, right? And then, you know, everything else builds upon that, I think.
I might do a Diamond Dogs cover then.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool. All right. Now, I was going to say to you, we famously will run out of time if we don't play another track, Stu. What do you think? Have you guys got why I'm preempting this one, Gary, because I'm giving you 5 minutes now to tune up.
Good, let's do it.
Just in case you wanted to do it. Are you ready? Oh, my gosh. Right. I know, right? Dawn, I'm looking at you. I'm going like this.
Yeah.
My hands are in the air in surprise. Are you ready? So what track are you doing?
This song is called Jane.
Jane. Right. Okay. And you're expanding horizons on Plains FM 96.9. And this is Radius Kink with their track Jane.
Plains FM 96.9.
I like it.
I liked it a lot. That's good.
I like that one. That was very nice. Wake up, Jane.
And you're on Expanding Horizons, and we're with Radius Kink.
Yeah, doing it live, hey?
Yeah. Now, Kerry, people have given you a hard time on the show today. Not me.
Not me either. Dawn, you have been the worst daughter, I'm just saying.
All the things that you can't do well. But one thing that has come across before is, I mean, it's quite DIY. I mean, you're the producing stuff, you're managing the band, you're doing the promotion, all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I hope you lot are listening.
I read this on Facebook, right?
How much did you give Stu for the promotional thing? Good job, Stu.
I think we're about 50-50 on whether this is a good thing or not, right? Yeah. From some of the artists that we've had on board. So do you get a lot of satisfaction out of that, or is that hard work for you?
No, I love it. Yeah,
I'll give you the mic.
I've got good support too, though, because everything I do, I run past these guys. Everything. Every mix, every decision. Yeah, so it's a good thing. Yeah.
And don't forget, too, that Dad doesn't actually work. So I run his business, Elite Pest Control Limited, for him.
Oh, is that right?
And so he does full-time music. So he's got an arts degree. He does mixing all day long. He plays the saxophone and the guitar. You know, all day long he does music.
So that's one of the things, though, isn't it, about, you know, being in a band like this, is that everyone has their daytime job, right? So you're talking about Elite Pest Control, is that what you mean?
That's right, yes, Elite Pest Control. So we do things like spiders and flies, rodents and fleas and things like that. That's what we do. So I work full-time and Gordon works.
Of course you do.
We all, yeah. And everyone here works except him. So he's got all the time in the world to do all that promotion.
Okay, we're back to you doing nothing. Sorry about that.
You tried.
You did, Stu. It was a noble effort by you to try and, you know, get him in the good books there. But yeah, back to earth. What I was going to ask, so in all this promotion stuff, Have you got any gigs coming up? Or if people are listening and going, hey, I'd like to hear these guys, or I want them to play for me, what do they do about it?
Well, by all means, go to our Facebook page and then like us there and send us a message, and we will certainly respond.
Just Radius Kink?
Yes, Radius
on
Kink.
On Facebook, yep.
And his webpage as well, radiuskink.com. Some of this music is available on Bandcamp as well.
Right.
And also on YouTube. So some live clips on YouTube as well.
Or they can go to Elite Pest Control and just say, hey.
ElitePestControl.co.nz.
We're not here for the flies. We're here for the band.
No flies on us.
No flies on you. Is that all right? Yeah, that's cool. Do we have another minute, Stu, to get another track in or what?
Yes, we do.
Have
we
you got?
Yeah, absolutely we do.
One more song?
One more song. What do you got?
Do you want to do...
As long as it's not 5 minute tuning.
Should we do the quick Velvet Underground?
Oh, yeah. What are you going to do?
Do you want to do that?
What goes on
in my mind? You're in my mind.
I think they just said the magic words for you.
Velvet Underground, yeah, let's hear it. That's cool. All right. Some velvets.
Okay, I'm ready.
Not too loud.
Is that too loud? Velvet Underground, not too loud, okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna move from side to side. I see the bells in the sky. Somebody cut a string or two. The lady be good, do what you should. You know it'll be alright. Baby, be good, do what you should. You know it'll be alright. One minute up and one minute down. I see the bells in the sky. Somebody cut a string or two. What goes on in your mind? I feel I'm falling down. What goes on? My feet are on the ground. So baby, be good and do what you should. You know it'll be alright. Lady, be good and do what you should. You know it'll be alright. Goes on in your mind. I feel I'm falling down. What goes on in your mind? My feet are on the ground. So lady, be good, do what you should. You know it'll be alright. Lady, be good, do what you should. You know it'll be alright. Lady, be good and do what you should. You know it'll be alright. Lady, be good and
do as you should, you know it'll be alright.
Expanding Horizons, doing it live, 96.9 FM.
Yes, we do the show live every Saturday between 3 and 4, and it's repleted. I'll put my repleats.
It's resplendent.
I'll put my repleats on.
Can you do that?
It's repeated after dark on a Thursday night between 9 and 10, and it'll be good listening.
I'll tell you, that'll get your foot tapping late at night on a Thursday.
Yep.
That was fantastic. You guys, you really finished it off with an awesome track, right?
Thanks,
that was
like that
awesome. Yeah, oh, I love the Velvets.
I can't believe that wasn't a hit single. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Hardly anybody knows that song.
I can't believe hardly anyone knew at the time, the Velvet Underground, right?
Yeah.
That was so amazing, you know? I know, it's an awesome song, that.
Yeah.
And it's been awesome having you guys in today. Thanks very much for coming in.
Yeah.
Radius Kink, yeah, yeah. Nah, people, you know, coming in.
Again soon.
Hey, get that 10-year album out over here, and then come in then, and we'll get five people. I reckon we can get them just off the street. and tell them that, yeah, we'll just sit them in there, give them a cup of tea and say, watch this, because this would be awesome. But yeah, thanks very much for coming in. It's been fantastic meeting you all. And yeah, feel free to come in again, right?
Yeah.
Whenever you want. You know?
Always good when we have live music in here.
Yeah, it's fantastic, isn't it,
yep,
Stu?
It is.
It always makes the studio hum, doesn't it?
And just quickly, speaking of live music as well, Sign of the Firebird tonight at the Brook at Rangiora.
9 p.m. Because there's no rugby on tonight.
That's been cancelled, hasn't it?
Cancelled. So that's all good, hey?
Yeah.
Fantastic to have you back, Stu. Great to have you back.
Oh, it's nice to be here.
Yeah. That was cool. Thanks very much, Radius Kink. Get on the line and check them out.
Yep.
And it's time probably now to get up.
And get down.
And get outside.
And we'll catch you next week.